was such a fool to let you come down here alone. It's all my fault. I should have been braver and come down here with you in the first place. Too much time has passed, though. I couldn't wait any longer. I wanted to run, actually. But even with the bit of time we've spent together, I can't run. I feel like you imprinted something on my soul. And the visions I saw of us, was I meant to go with you? Did my choice to stay behind change the flow of fate? But even so, this descent, it shakes me to my very core. I haven't been in my home since I was cast out all those years ago. Will they recognize me? What will they do if they catch me? They never were the violent type. At least not to their guests. But I'm not a guest. Ugh, it's so dark down here. Let me light my staff. There. It never used to be like this. Even at the tribe's worst, they kept these halls lit. Perhaps they might have degenerated even further than I expected. I'd hoped that with the passing of the succubus queen, that the taint would begin to leave. But it seems it has only taken a deeper hold down here. What is this? Your shield? Scraps of clothing? Oh, this does not help ease my mind. I've got to find you. Here. This is the entrance to home. No, not my home anymore. To the village. This door was always so heavy. Wait, wasn't there a trick to it? It should be around somewhere. Here. Yes. Perfect. I bet he met the tribe out here, and they brought him in. I'd even wager they probably offered you something to eat, didn't they? They were always tricky. Trick the humans into thinking you're friendly. Bring them into the village. And then, when they didn't expect it, suddenly, they're just part of the village breeding stock. A terrible fate. Well, for some, I suppose. Once word got around of what was happening, well, more than just a few humans showed up at our doorstep, all too eagerly. Before the succubus queen, the world was never like this. Things were always so much more equal. There was even a time where we would freely mingle on the surface with the other races, partake of each other. Nobody tried to hold power over the other or to make them into mere servants. We all just wanted to have a good time. That is what we need this world to get back to. That's why I needed you to win this battle. The village shouldn't be too much further ahead, but it's quiet. Normally, even out here, you'd hear something. Around this corner should be. I can't let fear take hold of me. Just a peek. Nothing. Everything is lit up, though. The fires are burning. Wait. No, there's something on the ground. Someone. It isn't a human. Looks safe to approach. Another goblin. She's... No. Not dead. Still breathing. Passed out. Covered in sweat and... Ah. I see. Well... At the very least, she looks, satisfied. Is it possible that my efforts were in vain? Though, this is just one goblin. The tribe was quite large when I was last here. So, where are the rest? I guess I'll just have to keep going forward. Where should I head next? Usually, whenever we had a new guest, we'd take them to the throne room and give them a meal to start. But if this girl is out here... Yes. The throne room it is. I have to know what happened. I'm stronger than I used to be. It'll all be okay. I'll just leave you here. You seem fine enough as it is. Right. Through here. Ah, there's more goblins on the ground. Let me get a bit closer. Ah, this one is the same as the other one. And so is this one. They're all complete messes. And they all look utterly satisfied, too. There's practically a line of them down the hallway. Slumped up against the wall. Collapsed on their back. Some face down on the ground. It almost looks as if a battle took place here. Yet... Everyone is simply sleeping soundly. Alright. I need to keep going. The throne room isn't that far ahead. My hopes are starting to return. If at least faintly. Here. The door to the throne room is already ajar. I can't even begin to imagine what I'll see past this. Goblins. Dozens upon dozens of goblins. All laid out, just like those out here. Not a drop of blood to be seen anywhere. Just exhausted. And absolute messes. Did it work? Ugh. I am almost jealous now. It must have worked. But then, where is he at? I need a better look. Need to step carefully. Don't want to step on one of the girls. Up top, in the back, the throne, there's someone sitting on the throne, can't make out, they're too tall, that has to be him, I need step. That is him. I knew it. I knew it would work. Well, maybe I didn't know it would work, I suppose. But it did. Is he okay? I need to get up there. Up the step, here. This place never was made for goblins, was it? Yes. Yes, it is you. Oh, I'm so relieved. Look at you. What an absolute mess you are. Where's your clothes? Your weapon? Oh, here still. I see. Perhaps I overdid it a bit. Maybe that was for the best. Now speak to me. Are you awake? You're breathing so heavily. You're so sweaty. Are you? Yes. Yes, it is me. I came after you. Like I promised. You were gone so long. I was terrified of what happened to you. I couldn't bear to see you consigned to a terrible fate. I had to come after you. Are you okay? What happened to you? No, no, no. Take your time. Don't rush. You seem exhausted. The crown? Wait, that means you won? Did you do this to every last goblin in the tribe? It worked then. I'm so happy. I'm so relieved. What happened? They invited you into the village. I see. I see. That's what I thought. Go on. Offered you a feast, and then tried to pounce on you after you ate. That's what I was anticipating. And what I warned you of. But it seems they were no match for the the magic sword that you wield, are they? What about their leader? You were able to even handle her. She was the final one? I see. And then, after all was said and done, you claimed her crown and took a seat upon this ruined throne, didn't you? I'm so glad you're safe. I'm so glad you're victorious. Even though I had seen this come to pass, I still dared not believe it would be true. How foolish I was to doubt the visions. Come closer to you. Are you all right? Of course. Let me get a look at you. You want to reward me? Whatever could you... That was intense. And certainly a reward coming from you. But, my dear, why would I be worthy of a reward? You're the one who did all this. I merely provided my services. I suppose it is true that were it not for me, you would have been yet another victim of the goblins. But nonetheless, you are the one who claimed victory. Well, with the crown in hand and the goblins quelled, I suppose we should clean you up and head back to the surface, shouldn't we? You have a reward to claim, yes? You're staying? I don't know why I thought otherwise. I knew that this was to happen too, didn't I? I even told you of this opportunity to be at the head of the Goblin Tribe. Perhaps you'll be the one to set them on the right path again. Then in that case, I am satisfied. I'm happy to see you made it through all right. That means I can head back to my shop in the city without fear or guilt in my heart. What's wrong? You can't do it alone. I'm sure you can. You practically tamed an army of goblin girls just now. Besides, I'm an outcast here. They wouldn't have me, even with you leading them. They'll have me if I'm your queen. Even after all of them, you would seek to tame even me as well. It's different with me. What do you... You feel that way about me? Really? Love? Even after a short time. I can't say that I don't feel the same toward you. With every step that I took coming after you, my fear and worry for you grew stronger and stronger. I wanted nothing but to see you safe and healthy. I was terrified of going back without you. The moments we spent together, there's something about them that I couldn't stop thinking about. If you truly are asking me to stay by your side as your queen, then I would accept with all of my heart. I love you too much not to. Then, shall we get this mess cleaned up and start our new life together? You have something else in mind. Like what? This? It's... Gods. It is still like this, isn't it? After all the other goblins. Perhaps my ointment was far more potent than I expected. It's because of me. Such honeyed words. They will get you farther with me than one would think. So, you'd like to have your queen seated upon the throne with you, then? I suppose this throne is as good of a place as any to, shall we say, make it official? Then, my darling, my love, I need only do one thing in preparation. Put your hand right here on my stomach. Do you feel that warmth? That is a spell that I put on myself for, shall we say, protection. Even back at my shop, I had such protections in place. But now, with you here, as my husband, it is a bit unnecessary, isn't it? Especially if we're going to build a future together. And now, with that, I've dispelled it. Gone. You may have all of me. you're ready, I would be more than happy to climb atop your lap and claim my throne. I have been longing for this ever since our first encounter at the shop. Perhaps I was hooked from the first moment my body tasted your cum. I've been resisting, though, holding back. But now, being able to disperse the binding spell, I'm already excited. My body's on fire. The thought of you breeding me is too much. The idea of sitting down in her cock and having it pump my pussy full of cum again. This time, with no restraints in place. Feeling it spread through me. The idea of having you breed me. I want to be your queen so bad. I love you so much. You've been such a sweet boy to me. And I know this raging beast of a cock wants me as bad as I want it. Look at it. After all that goblin pussy, your cock desperately aches for mine, doesn't it? You want it so bad. I am going to love you with all of my heart, my body, and my soul, like no other could. And you are going to take your burning hot cock and stir up my insides. I want you to impregnate me. Your cock twitched so much when I said those words. Good boy. Do you want that too? Do you want to see my belly swollen with our children? Good. I want to see as much as you do. I will gladly be your queen. Honestly, I was staring at your dick the entire time I was standing there fretting over you. I was jealous of the other girls. But now, I get it all to myself. Let me just drop this dress. The others don't have my charms anyway. I'd even bet you were disappointed in comparison. The feeling of you digging your fingers in my meaty thighs and grabbing my huge, soft breasts. I'd bet that you were thinking about fucking me the entire time that you were running with the other goblins, weren't you? Good. I knew it. Now, why don't you be a good boy for your queen and let her climb atop her throne? Yes. Just sit back like that. Spread your legs and open your arms for me. Gods, I've been wanting this dick so bad. It feels even bigger than the last time we fucked. It's pressing against my womb. So hot and hard inside of me. Put your arms around me. Hold me. I didn't expect you to hold me like that. But you can grab my ass as much as you want. Come here. That's good. I can't wait for you to pump your hot cum inside of me. I've always wondered what it'd be like to be a mother. What are you doing? Oh, I see. Dirty boy. You want to suck at my breast while you fuck me? Good. Good. Do whatever you want with my body. We belong to each other now. That feels so good. And attacked me on the other side. That's not fair. Well, I don't mind. It feels good. Maybe I'll return the favor later. For now, though, I'll happily be a little fuck toy. So come on. Give me everything you've got. Fuck me until I can barely walk. Fuck me until... until I'm pregnant. That feels good. It feels even better than the first time you fucked me. It's so much different now. Your cock is so much harder too. And hotter. First time. It's practically out of necessity. But now. This is what it's like. To fuck. To breed. We only just started, and I can really hardly catch my breath. But it feels so good. It feels so good. Yes, good, good, deeper. Yes. So good. I love it so much. It feels so good. Your cock feels so good inside of me. How did I live without cock before? Stretching me out. By the time you're done with me, I won't be able to think of anyone else. This thick cock is going to perfectly mold my pussy into its shape. The way you're squeezing my body. And sucking at my nipples. It feels divine. Not even the gods themselves could be so lucky to experience pleasure like this. Don't bite my nipples like that. They're sensitive. That feels so good. The way you're nipping at them. You're like an animal, aren't you? I put way too much in that spell, didn't I? But it's so good. It makes me feel so good. The way you touch me. Down my breaths. What are you? It is like a wild animal. You just want to shut up and fuck, don't you? Fucking on my tongue so hard. I'm just drenched in sweat now. Oh, I must look a mess. You love it. God. You can make me a sweaty mess every night. I love you so much. Kiss me deeper. I need to catch my breath. Feels so cut though. I want more. You don't have to hold back. I'm strong. You're not gonna break me. You can fuck me harder. Yes, do it. Do it. My head's going empty. Oh, my pussy's on fire. Oh, fuck me harder. Breathe me. Breathe me as hard as you want, please. Come inside of me. Fill me up with your cum. I need it so bad. Oh, it feels amazing. It feels so good. To think you could be like this. I never imagined. I love it. I want you to fuck me like this every night. Oh god, yes. Yes. God, yes, give it to me. I didn't know how bad I knew this. So good. Oh, it's so hot and hard. Oh, I'm burning up inside. Please. Oh, I need you to come at me. I can't take any more. Oh, please. Please don't make me beg for it. Oh, don't make me beg for your gum. Don't tease me. Oh, I know that you want to come at me as bad as I want you to come inside. Yes, please. Come. I know you're getting close. I can feel it. I can feel it welling up inside you. I feel your cock twitching, your body tightening, and your muscles tensing up. Oh, here it comes. You know, are you? Yes. Yes, don't back. Give me your cum. Give it to me. Yes. Yes, I need it so bad. I feel so full. You poured so much cum inside of me. Look at my stomach. It's even stretching out a bit, isn't it? You definitely knocked me up with that load. Here, why don't we again? I thought you'd be tired after all that. You want to keep going? You must really want to make sure I get pregnant. Good. Then don't hold back. We can spend the rest of the night right here on the throne, fucking over and over again until you can't come anymore. Breed me as much as you want, my love. That. I'm exhausted. I can't believe you had that much energy left in you. The enchantment really worked, didn't it? It wasn't the enchantment. You just wanted me that badly. You're such a sweet boy, aren't you? I feel like I can hardly walk. How long were we doing that? Gods, we're both such a mess, aren't we? I want to stand up, but I hardly have the energy. Even with all the noise, the others are still out cold. You really did a number on them too, didn't you? Oh, they all crumpled after the first round. Maybe I've just got more stamina than them. Or maybe my own desire for you carried me through all of it. I'm so happy. So happy that you wanted me by your side. I love you. I have to be honest. There is still more to the vision than I let on. I saw this at the end of it. From the very beginning, I knew this was fated to happen. At first, I didn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. That I'd be spending the rest of my days with some random human that happened to wander into my shop. But the more time I spent with you, the more natural it felt. After the time we spent at the campfire, I was even hoping it would come to pass. And here we are, the conqueror of the local goblin tribe, and his queen. Fate is interesting, isn't it? I'm happy. But you know what else I am right now? That's right. Exhausted. There should be somewhere comfortable to sleep around here, instead of sitting on this crumbling old throne. What do you say? Do you have the energy to move? You'd rather stay right here. Well, I suppose as long as you're comfy, then I'll be comfy. At the very least, I have your warm lap to sit on. Then, you and I can fall asleep right here in each other's arms. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. I do hope we wake before all the others regain their strength. We are going to have a long road ahead of us if you truly do want to cleanse my tribe. I hope we have the strength to save them, to return them to what they once were. Now, I do think we should close our eyes and rest. I love you. Good night and sweet dreams.